Welcome to a life-transforming experience with the Word of God from Bishop Napoleon Acien. Napoleon Acien is the son of Bishop Dag Heward Mills and the head of the LCI Mission in Cape Town, South Africa. With about 20 years' experience in ministry, Bishop Napoleon Acien has been actively involved with the work of God in Ghana, UK, and now a missionary in South Africa. He stands with his father in the ministry, teaching and emphasizing his word with extraordinary grace and faith. Join us now as he delivers the word of God under the anointing.
Hallelujah. Amen. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the privilege of life. Thank you for the opportunity to be where you are and to hear from you. May we not be the same because we came. Holy Spirit of God, have your way and let your will be done. We thank you and we bless you in Jesus' name. And all shall shout and say, Amen. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. And please be seated in heavenly places. I'm trying. All right. We have a very short time to be here, but I'm sure you are going to be blessed. I want us to pray, but before we pray, we are going to go into the Word of God. Amen. And the title of what I'm sharing with you tonight is The Shepherding Assignment. The Shepherding Assignment to Watch for the Sheep. Tell somebody the shepherd has an assignment to watch for the sheep. Hallelujah. Are you here? Umpile, are you happy? It took a shepherd for you to be here tonight. Do you understand? Yeah, so the shepherd watches. If we have allowed you, you wouldn't be here today. So you needed a shepherd to bring you. Yeah. Hallelujah. The Bible says that Jesus is the good shepherd, and the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Is that not it? But the Bible tells us why Jesus is the good shepherd. Because the good shepherd goes a very long length to do what you cannot even imagine. Hallelujah. Not that it is convenient for a shepherd, but because it is his work. Many of us go to work not because we like work. Hello. Many of us go to work. The odd hours you need to wake up, catch a bus, drive yourself. Sometimes, if you had your own way, if you had limitless amount of money in your bank account, you would just roll on your bed and say that, whatever you tell your manager, whatever you want to do, do. Today, I'm not coming. How many understand what I'm talking about? But sometimes, whether you like it or yes, you have to carry yourself unwillingly, like an unwilling prisoner, to a place. Because you know that if you don't do it, it will have a consequence and the results may affect you not just this month. It can be a year and years. If they were going to just deduct one day's salary or one day work from your salary, many people wouldn't even go. But you may not earn that salary for the month. You may also stop working in the place. You may have to start looking for a job again. Do you understand? And some of us, we don't have even 3 months' salary saved. When I advise you that at least save 3 months' salary, you have not done it. Because if you are very serious, you need to be serious. Huh? If you are serious, you need 3 months at least to gain employment. And that time, you shouldn't struggle. You should have had something. Do you understand? Yeah. So that is what makes so many people do what they have to do, even if they don't want to do it. They know the consequences. They know that if I don't do this, the repercussion, the result, the effect is going to be very harsh. And the effect will be there with me, not just for a month, but for years. Okay, and it is not going to just affect you, but it may affect so many people that we don't see in your life. We see you, but if you stop working, there are people we don't see that you're not working is going to affect. Are you here? That is why you carry yourself to places that even when you are not able and you are not willing, you have to go. Hallelujah. Yeah, that is the reality of life. And it's the same also for the shepherding. If you are going to be a good shepherd, who wants to die? Who wants to die? Nobody wants to die. But if that is what it takes to save the flock, hello? I'm saying that's why Jesus prayed that if it is possible, make a plan B. This cup should pass from me, but nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou would. Hallelujah. So nobody is going around with the suicidal tendency. No, there's nothing like that. But he says that if I don't have to die, then do something. But if the only way I can save the people is to go through them, so be it. Hallelujah. Are you here? Yeah, so that is what makes a good shepherd. So a good shepherd is not somebody who is doing a convenient thing. You don't do what is convenient. It's convenient for you to visit, so you visit. It's convenient for you to pray for. No, the things that you may have to do in order for you to keep the flock and to keep the sheep may not be convenient, but that is the only way out. Tell somebody that may be the only way out. So you got to do it. You have to do it, even if you don't like it. Amen. Are you here? Yeah, so that is one of the duties that I'm talking about. The shepherding assignment to watch for the sheep. Amen. The shepherding assignment to watch for the sheep. The sheep that God has committed unto our care, we need to watch over their lives. And personally, I was praying this morning. I was in bed praying. Then suddenly, this is what came to me. This is the time to watch over there. This is the time. do you understand? That's why I'm preaching about this. There is a time. There is a time. Everything has a time in it. There is every reason for us to be alert. And I'm going to share a scripture also with you as we go along. Hallelujah. So I'm going to give you five ways. Five ways that a shepherd must watch for the sheep. Is that okay? Number one, shepherds must watch out for the soul, mind, and the heart of the sheep. Hallelujah. A shepherd, there is a time that if you even try to do it, it will be over. There is no use in killing a snake that has bitten you. If the venom has already been introduced into you, you and the snake will die. You may kill it, but you also die. So the best thing will be to avoid. That's what we talk about. That's how disloyalty is. Disloyalty is like a venom of a viper, of a snake. If you don't prevent it and the snake bites you, sometimes it's bad. That is why we have, the World Health Organization bringing other health protocols for prevention. Preventive healthcare than curative one. There are things that it is better to prevent it, like polio. Do you understand? Look, if you don't prevent polio and you now have one slim leg and one big leg, you cannot do anything to it. You have it already. Oh? Yeah. What are the other things that we've had? TB. TB, that's why when you are small, they give you vaccination against it. Measles. Uh-huh. Then what again?
Mumps.
Mumps. There are things that you are, they want to prevent. Because when you have it, you may not survive. Because when you're small and you have TB, even adults, when they have TB, they will go for injection for a long time. They become like paper. And you small. So there are things that is better to prevent. Prevention is better than cure. Tell somebody, prevent certain things. If we are going to be good shepherds, we need to prevent the sheep from coming into contact with certain things. The only way we can watch over the soul, the mind, and the spirit of the flock is to prevent them from having access to certain things. Are you here? Yeah. There are many of us who have watched pornography. As I'm talking, I mentioned pornography. You can see the picture. Hello? How many can still see the picture? It's been many years, but as I mentioned, only two people. Okay, everybody, close your eyes. Everybody, close your eyes. You are spoiling my preaching. It's like I'm telling a lie. You have seen a picture. Everybody, eyes closed. Close your eyes. This one, everybody will have to close their eyes. If you don't close your eyes, I will pray against you. Father, anyone who doesn't close their eye. Okay, now that we've closed our eyes. If you have watched a nude picture long ago, not long ago, but the picture doesn't seem to go away. It comes somehow from some place. It's like somewhere. If there's something like that, just lift your hand quickly. Quickly. Okay, put your hands down. Still eyes closed. I've not said you should open your eyes. Okay, now you can open your eyes. The picture keeps popping. Listen, that is the reason why many of our people, their souls are disturbed. Their souls are destroyed. We could not prevent them from reading that, love novels. We could not prevent them from watching the films. We could not prevent them. So, and listen to me. If you are here, listen. If this is all the point we can take and go out of here, please listen to me. Especially, where is LP Rosemary? I needed her here. Especially the children. When we are young, the mind is so fertile. The mind is so fertile that we don't fall. Do you remember that? When you were young, things that happened when you were young, you still remember it. Yeah. So when these children are not given godly things and nice things to really read and have pictorial memory of and begin to have the negative ones, they are destroyed forever. They are destroyed for even when they grow, it doesn't go away. When they grow, it doesn't go away. That is why it is very important. Happy Rose. Come here. There's the pastor's seat here. There is a seat for pastors. So the children, we need to let them watch healing services, evangelistic services. We need to give them good books to read and have a certain... Look, it destroys the soul. No matter... Some of us, our soul is destroyed. You have been in church. We have tried. It's not going. It's not going. We have to, because we couldn't prevent you. I'm talking about the shepherding assignment to watch for the sheep. And number one, we need to watch for the soul, the mind, and the heart. And the soul, what is your soul? I'm sure we all know that we are spirits. We have souls and lives in this body. We all know. Yeah. The mind, what you read, the soul, your traits, your character, your habit. Even, look, when you are exposed, do you understand? What you watch and what you have seen growing up. Even sometimes when you hug somebody, you will know whether the person is innocent or is not innocent. Oh, yes. But the way people talk and hug, when the person is innocent, the person doesn't know anything. Nothing occurs to the person. But when people have watched things and they have seen things, they are already disturbed. Their soul is never the same. They are never the same. And sometimes they will never be correct. It's like something has gone wrong in their soul. I'm telling you. That's why they jail. They jail, people who molest children. Because you destroy the person's soul. It's not just the physical body or whatever. The soul of the person is destroyed forever. The person may never be correct again. That's why the children, we need to have books. Those of us who have been to school and we have read, have the time to read different books so that you know even the book that the people should read. That is a shepherding assignment, to watch for the soul. Our little children are reading, and we don't know what books. Even if you see the title, do you know the content? A pastor over the children, one of your duties is to read a lot so that you know all the books. So that, no, this one you cannot read it. This one you cannot read it. This one, our children and the people that God has entrusted, sometimes they are growing, but you cannot do much with them because their soul is already destroyed from growing up. They are exposed. And not only that, it can affect even the academic performance. It destroys everything. They cannot learn whatever has gone. It sets you on a journey. It sets you on a certain, setting your mind. Do you understand? The thing has corrupted a very pure something. That's why some people, when they come into contact with, sometimes they will begin to feel they will not do well. I had somebody like that in Kailicha. Top student, English, math, I have an award. Then he had a friend. I said, no, you cannot have a friend. So we are just friends. I don't know what happened. When I called them to interview, so, we are friends, but it's more than a friend. I said, what are you talking about? I'm telling you, I watched how a top student started failing. How a top student started failing. You can be exposed to something. It destroys the soul. It destroys your soul. It destroys it. It has permanent. It's like permanent. It's like permanent effect on you forever. So shepherds, let's not wait until nothing can be done. There are things that when they get into it, it becomes like chemical reactions. It cannot be reversed. It cannot be reversed. We have burnt the wood into ashes. How do you convert the ashes back? It's a chemical reaction. The thing has taken place. It cannot. That's why I was asking you that the pictures, you saw a pornographic picture, a nude picture, many years ago, but still the picture is there in your mind. It doesn't go away. It has done something to you permanently. So if we are going to help the people, you look at intelligent people. Look at the foundation, what they started reading. They started reading a lot. They started reading good books, morals. Because apart from the thing that not being correct, it also corrupts. The devil uses it to corrupt you. It sets your mind thinking, imagining, wondering. You are always, you are set up. It destroys your soul. and destroys their soul. Even adults looking at pornography, and the worst thing, you see, the worst thing is when you read love novels. The weight doesn't go. You see, there is more permanent damage when you read something than when you even watch it. I'm telling you. That's why you can listen to, what do you call it, audio Bible. It will not have effect like reading. When you read it, the content, the expression, it doesn't go away. It gives you even vocabulary. It gives you, it describes. So you see, the reading gives you the word and the picture. So you have the audio and the video together. That so you become creature. You can see something, you may not have the word to describe it. But when you read it, you begin to see what you are reading. So you have the word and you have the picture. And it can destroy you. And shepherds, we need to do. You know, sometimes when children are growing up, they think that they know. They can control something. Oh, allow me. Like one day somebody was saying that, you cannot watch a movie that is rated 18. So I'm a big girl. I can watch. You see, sometimes you may feel like that, but it's not like that. Yeah? Adam and Eve thought that when they know good from evil, they will be able to choose the good. You may think that when you know good and evil, why will I choose evil? When I know good and I know evil, why won't I choose the good? It doesn't make sense. But wait until you know the good and evil. Then you notice that the ability to choose the good is taken from you forever. Adam and Eve, you shouldn't have known good and evil. Can you imagine that there was a world that nobody knew good and evil? I would want to be in such a world. Not knowing good and not knowing evil is far better than knowing good and evil. Now you can't even choose the good. We are helplessly choosing. That's what I'm telling you. So God was trying to protect the shepherding assignment of watching over the sheep. The first one is watch. What is the first one? Yeah, watch over the soul, the mind, and the heart. The song that you are listening to. Even worldly people who are not Christians know that there are movies that you cannot watch at when you are not a certain age. They know that there are sites that you cannot go to when you are not of a certain age. Because they know the effect that what you are seeing have on you. That's why in our generation, more people are mentally disturbed, mental patient, because they are feasting on Instagram. They are feasting on YouTube. They are feasting on TikTok. They are feasting. So many people have mental issues. Many people are always depressed. Many people, I'm telling you, in our generation, and this is the cause, addictive. You want to look at it again. It has the same effect on adults. So when you are a child and this have effect, it destroys you. Recently, I was told about a pastor whose son is like a mental patient because he was always into this computer games and feasting. He's become like a mentally deranged person. They have taken him to so many places outside and listen, trying to correct it. Hey, are you here? Yeah, so please allow yourself, even if you are a shepherd here, you are also a sheep. Just as I'm a shepherd and I'm a sheep. Are you here? Yeah, you are a shepherd, but you're also a sheep. It's not everything you can read. It's not everything you can watch. It's not everything that there are things that looks right, but at the end, it will not help you. Hallelujah. Yeah, we should not wait until permanent damage is caused. Then we begin to say that, had I known. Sometimes to say no, it looks like you are a bad person, but say no. I give you the ability and the capability to say no to certain things. You cannot read this. You cannot watch this. You cannot. It is very important. Amen?
Amen,
amen the man?
Amen.
If not, we will watch. We will raise toothless bulldog. They will grow up and you see that there is no power. They have already been affected negatively. That's what I'm saying there. What is the use of killing a snake that has already bitten you? The venom is already in you. Yeah, it will not be able to kill another person. But why will you use yourself as an experiment? Why won't you prevent yourself from dying first? Why will you want the effect of what you are talking to disturb you? Then you become an example that people say, look at him. This is, no, you can avoid it. So shepherds, I'm by this instructing you that go into the lives of these little children. Let's get even books. Yes, you did not grow up reading, I understand. But now you have the privilege to look after little children and look after people in grade 6, grade 7, grade 8, whatever grade. Make sure that you know what is appropriate book for them to read it. If not, they are destroying themselves. They are reading. And they are using money to destroy their very life before you. You may be even the one to give them the money. I don't know who I'm talking to. In Hebrews chapter 13, verse number 17, the Bible says, obey them. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit yourselves. For they watch over what? They watch over what? They watch. We are watching over the souls of these people. The shepherding assignment to watch over the sheep. To watch for it. For they watch for your souls as they that must give account that they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is unprofitable for you. Amen. So, please understand that God is going to ask you, I put people under your charge. I put people under you. You did not take care of them. You allowed them to do everything. You fed them with all the wrong things. All the wrong things. And in our generation now, with the introduction of Wi-Fi also in the house, free to everyone. Free to everyone. When you are not there, they can even hide under their bed and watching something that is destroying their souls. I think that we, even the parents, have done worse things than the shepherds. We should be able to say that from 8, nobody takes a phone. Or you cannot use a phone. You can and have one television in the hall for everybody to watch. But you say you are rich, so you are giving everybody television in their room. Yeah. You say you are rich, and your richness is what is destroying the people. Everybody has television hanging. Now they can put things, even the headphone. You are there, but they are listening and hearing and do. You don't even know what they are doing. I think that we should come to a place that nobody should be able to put a password on your phone. Yeah? A shepherd. What is on your phone? Remove the password. Let me go through everything. Where are you? You are doing something wrong. That's why you are always quick to protect it. But you have nothing to hide. If you have nothing to hide, look, my wife knows my password. I don't know hers, but she knows my. Yeah, it's the truth. I have nothing to hide. If I lock my phone, she will open it for me. She knows my password. She knows my PIN to my card. If she knows, I don't know hers, but she knows mine. I don't know why. I'm telling you, I have nothing to hide. That's why I'm not afraid. when I have a call, I don't need to go and hide and take it. If I'm talking and she's coming, I don't need to put it. Do you understand? There's something to that. That's why you have a lot of passwords. There's something. And every shepherd, I'm telling you, watch the people with a lot of passwords. There's something wrong. There's something wrong. And I'm showing you. Bible says, we watch over their souls. We watch over their souls. Hallelujah. They are mine. Umpile, I cannot allow you to do what you want you to do. No, I cannot. Say, but I am old. You are old. I will beat you, you see. Just listen. You cannot do this. You cannot do that. You cannot do that. You cannot do that. Be constrained. That's one of the definitions of a good Christian. Somebody who has received Jesus Christ as his personal savior. And controlled by the word of God with the help of the Holy Spirit. If you are not controlled, then it means there's something wrong. You must be controlled by the word of God. Hallelujah. I have 15 more minutes and I don't know. Number two, shepherds must watch over the very lives of their sheep. Apart from the souls, do you understand? Listen carefully. Apart from the soul, the mind, and the spirit, physically, I mean, the devil, Satan is also trying to kill. He's trying to kill your members. He's trying to kill us dead. Do you understand? So we also need to watch. Let me just illustrate this to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. When you have, what do you have to buy in Cannes? Lucky Star. Okay, thin fish. When you have thin fish, do you understand? How does it go bad? The thin fish can go bad, okay, by the expiry date. Is that not it? Do you understand? When it expired, whatever is inside. Do you understand? So you can spoil the thin fish by also putting something to affect what is inside the container. How many understand what I'm talking about? So whatever is inside the container, if we punch a hole and we put the what is inside, do you understand, can be contaminated. You get it? Or when it expires, the content, the whatever is there, is expired or is contaminated. How many understand what I'm talking about? Yeah. One other. So the container may not be wrong. May be looking solid, new, but the content, what is inside, you see people. That's the first one. You see people, they have dressed well, they are looking for, but the mind, the soul, the content is destroyed. That is one of the things that has happened. You see people, they look very nice, but the content, their mind, their soul, everything is gone, destroyed. And the second one is killing their very lives. You put the, you say what, Lucky Star, yeah. And a car goes over it. It flattens it. So not only the content, but even the can has been flattened. Do you understand? Yeah. And that's what I'm showing you, that Satan is not trying just to destroy your mind and your soul. He also wants to crush you. Want to, your very life can be, I'm telling you. That's why John chapter 10, verse number 10. It said, the thief cometh not, the thief he will never come, but to what? Kill, to destroy. He is come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Are you here? There are some people are destroyed beyond measure. And he's trying to kill you dead. Are you here? Yeah? trying to kill you. If you don't take time now, see that you are dying with HIV. If you don't take time, I'm telling you. If you don't take time now, you see that hepatitis B or C. If you don't take, you, it's trying to kill you. So don't just, not that it's just making your mind not, it's trying to. Watch what you eat. This one is not even what you read, though. What you eat. Before you notice, you are a man with pregnancy that never comes down. Acts chapter 20, verse number 28 to 31. Watch what you eat. Take heed. Are you there? Take heed, therefore, unto yourselves and to all the flock over the which the Holy Ghost has made you overseers, to feed the church of God, which he has purchased with his own blood. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Therefore, watch. Tell somebody, watch. The shepherding assignment. Yeah, to watch for the sheep. Therefore, what? Watch and remember that by the space of 3 years, I ceased not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Hallelujah. So, the apostle said it clearly. He said, look, God, the Holy Spirit, has made us overseers over the flock that he has purchased with his own blood. And we should feed them. Hallelujah. Yeah, we should feed them with the word of God. Doctrine, didache, we need to make sure that we are giving them what they need. Are you there? And not only that, but we should also watch. We should also watch. Hallelujah. And remember, Paul said that we should remember that by the space of 3 years, he was, guiding the people night and day, day and night, night and day, making sure that they will grow up. You have not taught your members day and night for 3 years. Even as you are here, you don't remember where they said they are going. You don't know they have gone. This is the season that every one of us, we need to rise up and watch over the souls of our members. Are you here? Yeah. Apart from physical, we need to be in touch with them. We need to call them. We need to talk to them. Talk to your friends. Remind them that they are Christians. Tell them that nothing, they should not let this season take away their spiritual life. Speak to them and encourage them. Pray for them. This is what we need to do in this season. Hallelujah. We are waiting for them to come. Some of them even did not have to travel, but we are not good shepherds. We allow them to travel. And as they have gone, you are waiting for your members to come. They may come with pregnancy. They may come as backsliding Christians. They may come as something else. Oh, Lord, have mercy on us. Are you here? Number three. Shepherds must watch for the souls of the sheep by being constantly in prayer and thanksgiving. Constantly in prayer. Constantly in prayer. Colossians chapter 4, verse number 2. Colossians chapter 4, verse number 2. The Bible says, continue in prayer. And what? Watch. Tell somebody, watch. Watch in the same with thanksgiving. Say continue. Watching means stay awake. Hallelujah. Watching means don't sleep. Watch. We are watchmen. Be alert. Through the night. When you pray through the night, you are watching. That's why most often the watchmen, they will come on duty at night. But now, if you've been to school, you are not a watchman. You are a security. Watch. But the Bible says, watch. Instead, don't say, it is night. Night, when the demons, darkness come and the prince of the power of the air, the ruler of darkness, spiritual wickedness, powers, have been released. Principalities are moving in the atmosphere to have feasts with your members. And you are also joining me to snore and sleep. Lord, have mercy on us. Say mercy.
Mercy.
I came for us to pray, but I'm explaining. This is the time some of the people who have gone home, they one aim is to go and eat very well. That is the main reason why they have gone. But I will show you that there is a reason why you should allow them to eat and we should pray for them. Because one day it will be their turn to also do it. Hallelujah. That's why you are a shepherd. It is time for us, as they are eating, it is time for us to fast. Can you see that the shepherds are saying? Tell somebody, watch. Bible says, continue in prayer and watch in the same with thanksgiving. That means we should stay awake. We should not give sleep to our eye. Every spirit that causes us to oversleep, oh Lord, deliver us. Whatever the enemy has succeeded in doing, causing us to slumber, causing us to sleep, causing us not to be sensitive, Lord, we pray against it. Tonight, I pray for the shepherding assignment to take effect. Let everyone become, oh God, a prayer warrior. Let the mantle of prayer, let the grace to intercede. Let the grace to intercede. Oh, yes, the grace, oh God, the grace, oh God, of supplication. Let it come over your people in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That even in this season, when food is in abundance, we will be able to put our food aside and fast for the flock. If that is what we need to do. You are not supposed to die. That's why I started by saying that. Who wants to die? Who wants to die? But Jesus had to die. Because that is what will solve the problem. So if what will solve the problem is to put away the meat, the bright chicken. And as often is the people who also don't have money, who eat a lot. Because they don't have money, anyone who give them food, they cannot say they are fasting. It's like, hey, it's an opportunity to eat. Number four, I'm trying. Shepherds must watch for the souls of the sheep by praying in the night for them. By praying in the night for them. Are you there? Praying in the night is called watching and praying. Jesus commanded us to watch and pray. If not, we will enter into temptation. Watching and praying speaks of waiting on God in the night time. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 6. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse number 6. Are you there? Therefore, let us not sleep. Tell somebody, you are being instructed. This Christmas, we are not going to sleep. I'm telling you. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be what? Sober. Tell somebody, you are not supposed to sleep this Christmas. We are supposed to be praying and watching for the souls of this church and our family members. Hallelujah. Oh, any of your family members who is supposed to have accident will never have that accident because we are going to watch over them. We use you as a point of contact. And we plead the blood of Jesus over your family members. We plead the blood of Jesus over your family members who are traveling. Whatever car they are using, whatever flight they are in, whatever train they are taking, let there be safety. Let the covering of Jehovah be their portion. Lord, we intercede. We pray, Lord. We ask, deliver them. Deliver them from every trap of the enemy. In the name of Jesus. Whatever trap is laid for our feet, whatever trap is laid for the cars to overturn, to collide, for bloodshed, we speak against it. Amen. We pray against it. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We deny the spirit of death access. We deny the spirit of death access to ourselves and our members. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. We bind the spirit of death. We bind the spirit of death. Ayabahata. Riando so te kaba. In the mighty name of Jesus. Any skeleton standing by the roadside with a carabash to take the blood of those traveling. We deny them access. We bind and we plead the covering of the blood of Jesus. We plead the covering of the blood of Jesus. The blood that speaketh better things than the blood of Abel. Let this blood cover our members, wherever they are. Oh, yes, in Limpopo, in Gauteng, in Mpumalanga, in Eastern Cape, in Western Cape, in Free State, in KwaZulu-Natal, wherever they are, Hayabahata, in Northern Cape, Lord, Mahata, Mosa, Limo, Huta, in Lesotho, wherever they are, let the covering, let the preservation of the Lord, Lord, oh God, a shepherd and assignment to watch for the sheep. Lord, we call on you. Protect them, preserve them. May we not hear bad news. May we not hear any evil news. Yabahata, let every evil pass over. We mark our members, those around and those who have traveled, and even those who are yet to go. We mark them with the blood of Jesus. We say, let the evil pass over. Let every evil pass over. Let every evil pass over. We deny the enemy access to our members. Let the enemy be disappointed one more time. Lord, oh God, secure, protect, preserve. Who is he who is able to take from your hand? Ha, kabahando tela, mosando de haha, liando suta, le mahando rokaba, hey, yando, yande, yamo, sonteka. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us the grace. Give us the grace that our eye will prevent the night watches, that we may behold the wondrous things out of your law. Mahando rokaba. Let the spirit of prayer. Let the desire to pray, the grace to supplicate. Mahando, come over your people. Through the night, may we be praying. In the daytime, Mahata, Roka Santo Riande, let fervent prayer, let fervent prayer, let intercessory prayer. Hey, Yabarabaha, let thanksgiving. Mahando Roka, intercessory. Mahando, Timaha, Riando Sote Kaba. Hey, Yabarabaha, Riando Roka Bando Randa. Raise men and women who will pray like Epiphras. Mahata Baho, let us labor in prayer. Hey, Yabaha. Katoseta. Let the grace to labor in prayer come over the little ones, the little ones, the little ones that people even don't regard and don't respect. Oh, for out of the mouth of the babes have you ordained strength. Mahando teka, riando rukaba ando tele mahata, mando hande hande, mayo teba ruka santaraba, hey yabarababu santa, moto breandesa. Lord, I pray for everyone under the sound of my voice. Let the grace of supplication come over your people. The grace to pray, the grace to intercede, the grace to pray, Lord, the grace to watch, Lord. Mandeya, hey yabahata sonteka, maronde liba. Let it bubble from within. Let it bubble from within. Let 5 hours of prayer be like an hour. Hey, Yabarababa. May they be lost in prayer by your spirit, by your help, Lord. Intercessory prayer with thanksgiving. Mahando ronde liba. Hey, Yabarabahata. To watch over their souls. To watch over their souls as those who will give an account that we will do with joy and not with grief. Mahato sente. Mando hande. Eh ya barabahuta sante mandosa aya baribuha. Hey, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Number 5, the last one, and we're out of here. Shepherds must watch over the souls of the sheep by watching out for the enemy. This is where I end. Shepherds must watch for the souls. Are you there? Of the sheep by watching out for the enemy. Hallelujah. That is why there is, this is a good season. That you need to watch out. When does the enemy prowl? In times like this. When people lose God and forget that they are Christians. When people are given to excitement and joy and eating and drinking and they forget even that, they are Christians. Watch out, watch out, watch out. When do the enemy attack? When do scholars attack? When do armed robbers attack? Watch out. There are places that when you are moving there, you don't take your phone. You need to watch out. How many understand what I'm talking about? Yeah, if there is a place that when you have a phone, even if you have a call, you don't pick it because you are what? Watching out. There is a place that you don't drive a certain car. Just yesterday, somebody told me, he said, oh, he will never buy Avanza. I said, why? So the township, that's the car they use. And they drive it anyhow. And when they need parts, they come to town with gun to rob anyone. He said he was sitting in the car. And the people drew a gun. They were removing the parts. They needed the parts of the car to go and fix this. I said, wow. He said, oh, that is why he decided that he would not buy Avanza, because he said it's good for the business he's doing, but he decided not to buy. Then he explained. He said, look, I'm alive. I thank God, but they could have easily killed me. They needed a part of my car to go and fix this. I said, I sat in the car as they remove all the parts. Watch out. So even a car to buy, you need to watch out. There are cars that attract what? Scholars. Do you understand? Even a car to buy. There are cars that bring eye, attract scholars. You need to know that this car, this scholars like it. Are you there? In the same way, shepherds must watch for the enemy. What is the enemy trying to do? Yes, he does something in January. He does something in February. But in December, he does a lot. He does a lot of things. So watch out. Hallelujah. How many understand what I'm talking about? Yeah, so in December, you need to pray against your members falling in love with people who say, I love you. You need to pray against food poisoning. Many people die after, in December, many people die out of poison. Those who like drinking, They take the distance. They say, I'm coming. They come and they have poisoned their drink. Many people die out of accident. Reckless drivers. Drunk drivers. Food poisoning. Different things. We watch out that December, this is what happens. People who are traveling over speeding, they want to get there before 25th. They want to, do you understand? You watch out. What is the season? People come with a lot of money to throw parties, pray against the party spirit. The desire for your people to eat free food and drink free drinks. We bind all such things. Watch out for the enemy. Hallelujah. Are you here? Or you've gone home? Finally, as we close, let me share. Turn your Bibles with me to Job chapter 1. Look at what Job did. Job chapter 1. Can we have a nice translation to read it from? Job chapter 1. Maybe we can read it from verse number 4 or 5. Okay. Maybe we should start from verse number 1. Then we end somewhere, then we'll be out of here. I'm just reading, then we'll be out. Job chapter 1, verse 1. Can we read it together? One, go. There once was a man named Job who lived in the land of Uz. He was blameless, a man of complete integrity. He feared God and stayed away from evil. He had 7 sons and 3 daughters. Somebody receive it. 10 of them. Okay. Number 3, let's go. He owned 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 5,000 teams of oxen, and 500 female donkeys. He also had many servants. He was, in fact, the richest person in that entire area. Verse number 4. Job's sons would take turns preparing feasts in their homes. And they would also invite their 3 sisters to celebrate with them. When these celebrations ended, sometimes after several days, Job would purify his children. He would get up early in the morning and offer a burnt offering. Can you see it? He would get up early in the morning. When people are eating and feasting, when people, the shepherd, those who know, must be ready to sacrifice, will get up early in the morning, will purify his children. He will get up early in the morning and offer burnt offerings. For what? Each of them. For Job said to himself, perhaps my children have sinned and have cursed God in their hearts. This was Job's regular practice. One day, the members of the heavenly court came to present themselves before the Lord. And the accuser, Satan, came with them. Can you see? Where have you come from? The Lord asked Satan. Satan answered and said, I have been patrolling the earth, watching everything that... everything that is going on. Okay. 8. Then the Lord asks Satan, have you noticed my servant Job? He is the finest man in all the earth. He is blameless, a man of complete integrity. He fears God and stays away from evil. Satan replied to the Lord, yes, but Job has good reason to fear God. Verse number 10. You have always put a wall of protection around him and his home and his property. Are you there? You have made him prosper in everything he does. Look how rich he is. Leave the 10 there. Can you see it? So the Bible says, Satan says that you, God, you have always put what? A wall of protection around him and his home and his property. Hallelujah. But I'm showing you this because the Bible says that when the sons of Job were partying and eating and feasting, there was a shepherd. There was somebody who would sacrifice. King James says that Job would sacrifice. As people were eating, he wouldn't join. Hello? Job wouldn't join the feast. Because he knows that when you eat and drink, that is where sin begins. He said, perhaps they would have even cursed God in their hearts. That is what we need to do at this. Perhaps they would have sacrificed to idols. Perhaps they would have said different things in their heart against God, who has protected them up to this time. That is why as they go feasting, drinking, and having fun, some of us will have to sacrifice and offer a burnt offering early in the morning and pray for their forgiveness and their cleansing. Bible says, and he purified his children. Did you see it? Yeah, he purified them. He did not join. Not that he couldn't, he did not have money. He had money. He was riches. Did you see 7,000 sheep, camels, and he had everything. But he will stay and sacrifice. So the time that people are feasting, that is also a time. You see, when you read Job, it gives us insight that there is a lot of sin when people begin to feast and make merry. So the one who is righteous know that, look, this is where I'm talking about shepherding assignment to watch out for the enemy. It looks like when people are drinking and eating, a lot of sin is committed. People will even eat without praying over it, thanking God. It's like, oh, a lot of things. So that is also the time that we need to wake up early morning to offer sacrifice for our sins and for the sins of our members and for our sons and daughters and all the people God has put under us. Hallelujah. Are you seeing what Job did? Yeah. And what was the result? Bible says that Satan even saw it, irrespective of what the children may have done. Satan testified that, is it not because you have made a wall of protection? I'm showing you, as even people sin, and there was some one person, 10 people were sinning, but one person was praying. The sons and daughters are 10. We don't know the number of servants. They will be feasting, but one person's prayer is able to bring a wall of protection around him and his house, and his property. Hallelujah. May your prayer bring a wall of protection. I say your prayer is bringing a wall of protection. Around you, around your members, around your house, around your property, in the name of Jesus. And he said, you have made him prosper in everything he does. Hallelujah. May God make you to prosper in everything you do. In the name of Jesus. Look how rich he is. May that be referred to you. May people say, look how blessed she is. Look how blessed he is. Look how blessed. Look how anointed. Look how blessed, how anointed he is. In the name of Jesus. Rise to your feet.
We hope you've been blessed by the Word of God. Please worship with us every Sunday at 10 a.m. at LCI Megachurch, Lewisham Way, 79 Park Lands Main Road, Cape Town, South Africa.